She saw a flying whale. Then she tripped and spun around. Landed face first on the ground. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Your tongue's as long as a telephone wire. If you fib and tell a lie, your nose might grow up to the sky. Sally said she rode a bear through the park and in the air. But when we checked, oh dear, oh me, turns out bears don't climb a tree. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Your tongue's as long as a telephone wire. If you fib and tell a lie, your ears might flap and start to fly. Honest kids are super cool. Truth and trust are golden rules. If you tell what's real and true, friends will always trust in you. Bobby said he ate the moon with a fork and a giant spoon. But we all just laughed and cheered, 'cause the moon is still right here. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Your tongue's as long as a telephone wire. Tell the truth, don't make things up, and you'll never be stuck in a big mix-up. So remember, kids, telling the truth is the way to go. No flying bears, no moon snacks, just honesty and trust.
Sure, it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken just because these words were spoken. I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Be sure it's true when you say I love you, honey. 'Cause you got sense enough to know it's a sin to tell a lie. Whole lot of folks' heart is done been broken just over a whole lot of foolish words that's been spoken.
I love you, yes I do. I love you. If you break my heart, I'll die. So be sure it's true when you say I love you. It's a sin to tell a lie.
Well, by now, I think you know there's a certain theme to both of those songs. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur. For this hour, Listening Lyrics is the name of the show, and today I do not have a guest, but I do have a theme, and the theme is just what you were listening to. It's a sin to tell a lie. So we're going to talk about what a lie is, but I'll tell you, I'm going to talk a little bit about politics here, because sometimes I feel that our politicians, I'm not going to say they outright lie. And you know, I know personally some of the politicians in town here or around here, and they are people with a good heart. But then there's these other politicians who are in it for themselves. And so we're going to talk a little bit about why politicians would bend the truth, not say the truth, not talk about certain things, hide certain things, all of that kind of stuff. But more importantly, we're going to have some fun songs reflecting that. Just like the first song I played, Liar, Liar, Pants on Fire by Uncle Monster and the Animals. And then It's a Sin to Tell a Lie. If you're over 70, you would know that was the Ink Spots. You know, a while back, Stephen Colbert once got a lot of laughs for coining the term truthiness. It means truth that comes from the gut, something one wishes to be true, regardless of the actual fact. In an era of truthiness, it is easy to be lied to. The facts simply don't matter. It's your gut that counts. Unfortunately, the gut can be wrong, and often is. And no one knows this, or seems to know this, better than rock stars for whatever reason. Do musicians lie? They feel so hard that they have to share their feelings with others after setting them to music. So that's why we're playing some of these songs. We're going to talk about truthiness. I like that word, truthiness. So let's just say that we'll continue with a couple of more truth songs. Some of these people might be new to you, and you might even know. So let's go here. First song is called The Truth by Megan Woods.
Times can you hear the same lie before you start to believe it? The enemy keeps whispering to me, swear these days it's all that I'm hearing. I used to know who I was, now I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies. So much noise living rent free in my head. Heaven finds me in a still small voice, and it sounds like grace instead. You remind me who I am when I look in the mirror and I'm not so sure. Lord, I don't want to listen to the lies anymore. The truth. And that's the truth.
might try and find me, but I've never been so sure. The truth is, I am my father's child. I make him proud and I make him smile. I was made in the image of a perfect king. He looks at me and wouldn't change a thing. The truth is, I am truly loved by a God who's good when I'm not good enough. I don't belong to the lies. I belong to you. I belong to you. And that's the truth. And that's the truth.
I can't understand. She let go of my hand and left me here facing the wall. I'd sure like to know why she'd go, but I can't get close to her at all. Though we kissed through the wild blazing that time, she said she would never forget. But now morning is clear, it's like I ain't here. She acts like we never met. It's all new to me, like some mystery. It could even be like a myth. But it's hard to think on that she's the same one that last night I was with. From darkness dreams I deserted. Am I still dreaming yet? I wish she'd unlock her voice once and talk, instead of acting like we never met. If she ain't feeling well, then why don't she tell, instead of turning her back to my face? Without any doubt, she seems too far out for me to return to your chase. There was skirted suede as the guitar played. Her mouth was watery and wet. But now something has changed. Pussy ain't the same, she just acts like we never have met. If I didn't have to guess, I'd gladly confess to anything I might have tried. If I was with her too long, or I've done something wrong, I'd wish she'd tell me what it is, I'll run and hide. Though the night ran swirling and whirling, I remember her whispering, yet. But evidently she don't, evidently she won't. She just acts like we never have met. I'm leaving today, I'll be on my way. Of this I can't say very much. But if you want me to, I can be just like you and pretend that we never have touched. And if anybody asks me, is it easy to forget? just pick anyone and pretend that you never have met.
Pretend like we've never met. Ain't that something, guys and gals? All right, we're singing songs about truthfulness. We started the set with Megan Woods, The Truth, and then Bob Dylan, I don't believe in you. And we're talking about possibly some politicians who might say things that maybe aren't quite accurate. I don't think I'm going to use the word lie. You know, I live, and I think KDRT is located right in the heart of the Congressional District number 4. Mike Thompson is our fearless leader. And this is like a little public announcement now. He's having an open, well, I wouldn't say open house, but an open discussion at the City of Davis Chamber right here in downtown Davis. And it's open to, I guess, anybody in the 4th Congressional District to ask him questions and hear how he answers them. So I plan on going just to see what's going on because, you know, I'm a little worried about what's going on. I think what's coming out of Washington is chaos. I think what's happening on Wall Street is chaos. And I listen to people talking and they're worried. So I thought, you know, I'm going to do a little show on it and at least let people know if you have an issue and you want your representative, in this case, it's Mr. Thompson, to know how you feel, here's your chance. Do it. Step forward. I think I'm going to bring up the issue that I'm fairly well tuned in what's going on, but I never, ever, I hear Trump, I hear all these other people, I certainly hear Bernie, what's her name, AOC, I don't hear anything from our leaders, Obama and Kamala Harris, I hear nothing. They should be having rallies, in my opinion. And the same sort of goes for Mike Thompson. He posts a lot on his Facebook page. But really, I never hear about him in the news. And so I'm going to ask him why that is. You know, a lot of Democrats, liberals, even some independents are feeling a little lost here. The Republicans have a sure leader. Boom. The others don't. So that's sort of what my show's about. And it's not being nasty or anything. It's just, you know, hey, this is how I view it. What can we do to fix it? Money is part of the problem too. You know, like Mike Thompson, he takes corporate money from the Napa wineries, which is fine because that's his district. But if Mike were to become influential in other areas on committees, then all of a sudden, Mr. Mike Thompson would be offered a lot of money by these lobbyists that have nothing to do with Yolo County or the surrounding area here. And to me, that's kind of wrong. So money is one issue that I think I'll also bring up. But anyways, that's me. How about you? Come on out and talk. Let's continue with some songs here. I talked about the Ink Spots, and if you're over, let's see, what age did I say? 70, you would remember them. I think even some young people might remember the name Chuck Berry.
Cheating man, don't lie to me. till the river run dry. Don't lie to me. Don't you lie to me.
Said the moon was ours. Yeah. You said the moon was ours. To hell with the day. The sunlight is only gonna take love away. Raise up suspicions and alibis. But I can't see through it. Tear blinded eyes.
That was the Black Keys doing Lies. And before that, Don't You Lie to Me by Chuck Berry. You know, if your spouse, your partner, didn't tell you the truth or hid the truth or whatever, you're hurt. If a best friend does the same thing, you're not only hurt, but you start losing trust. And I think with a lot of what's going on in Washington today, that's what's happening. People aren't being honest with their constituents. And so it hurts. You lose trust. So that's sort of why I'm doing this, just because the times we live in. But, you know, I did go to a chat and asked our friends at AI to tell me why politicians might distort the truth or not say the truth. And it's the same reasons people in general do: self-preservation, power, or to manipulate outcomes. Think car salesman. But in politics, the stakes are much higher and the incentives are strong. And I'm just going to give you a couple of reasons here, and then I'll play a couple of more songs, and then we're going to talk a little bit about my show here. Number one is to gain or maintain power. A politician might stretch the truth to make false promises to win elections, appeal to voters, or maybe even discredit their opponents. And of course, it avoids accountability. And no one does anything wrong. There's always a reason, if things go wrong, why it wasn't him or her that went wrong. So when things go wrong, politicians may alter the truth and shift blame, cover up mistakes. We've heard the old cover-up stories, or protect their reputation. Here's a couple more for you.
She's a new trophy. And I know if you were true, there's no damn way that you could fall in love with somebody that quickly. Ain't it funny? All the twisted games, all the questions you used to avoid. Ain't it funny? Remember I brought her up and you told me thought this through before I went and fell in love with you.
Once upon a time, you said if I be young, you would shall be mine. But that's all right. I know you don't love me no more, but that's all right. You tell me, baby, woman, that your love for me was strong. But when I woke up this morning, I had this big round. Love was gone, but that's all life. I know you got another man. That's all right.
Well, that was a nice little soul thing from You Lied to Me by Junior Wells. And before that, Olivia Rodrigo Trader. All righty, we're back to a show about politicians and truthfulness and all of those things. But did you know that Davis, right here on KDRT, has a show that gets to the truth of many things, the truth of many issues, whether they be politics, science, transportation. What else is there out there? So many things. But Davisville with Bill Buchanan presents people, stories, and ideas that have some connection to the Davis community. Tune in on Mondays from 5:30 to 6 on KDRT 95.7 or for more replays, visit kdrt.org. It's a wonderful show, and Bill does his homework asking questions, and each episode is, you learn something. So there you have it. All righty. You know, we also, we talked, okay, so we've talked a little bit about the negativity of politicians, but a lot of them do good works. Now, listen to this. I don't know a lot about Clarksburg boat launch, but the Clarksburg launch provides boating access to the Sacramento River. Now, the launch is located off South River Road near Clarksburg, about 30 miles southeast of Davis. For more information, you can go to yolocounty.org/living/parks. That's the Clarksburg Boat Launch. Now, I've never been there. I've been to Clarksburg, but I've never been to the boat launch. But I guarantee you that the park it's in and the launch itself, politicians were instrumental in making that happen. So God bless them. All righty. We're going back to our show. You know, we're well into the show. I did a little studying. I tried to find out what were the biggest lies in our short memory here in this country, so the last 50 years or so. And some of the biggest lies that politicians said. So one of them was George H.W. Bush in 1989. He said, "Read my lips, no new taxes." And then he did. And then there was another Bush administration who claimed in 2003 that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. And he made it so convincing that we spent billions of dollars invading there and never found any. But I think the biggest one of all is Mr. Bill Clinton himself. One of the biggest political lies, I believe, in my little short time here in the last 50, 80 years or whatever, when he said, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman." Ooh, that was a good one. That was a good one. Old Bill. Hey, let's, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but some politicians in Washington, someone in the administration called some of the politicians in Europe, he loathes them. Well, I loathe some of them, too. And here's a song about how I feel about them. You ready? Because this is a good one.
You ain't nothing but a hound. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend.
That was a great little tune, Lies, featuring John Mayer, Eric Clapton, doing the guitar work on that. I like his voice. I like John Mayer's voice. And, of course, we started off with the one and only Elvis, Elvis Presley, doing Hound Dog. Okay, now I told you at the beginning of the show we're gonna have an announcement about my show, and this is breaking news. Only one other person knows about it, and that's the guys helping me put this together. But very soon, maybe next week, I still have to line up people now, but I've been sort of avoiding having bands in here because we switched studios. We moved to from one side of the building to the other side of the building, and we're now sitting in a brand new studio. It's functioning wonderfully. Yeah, sure, there's some tweaking to do, but one thing is that I didn't have enough mics to get a band in here, and they've been working diligently on that, and lo and behold, maybe by next week, we're going to do it, and the sound is even going to be better because I'm going to have my own little special soundboard so I can mix things. You know, if we need a little more drum or a little more bass or a little more whatever. Now, the studio's small, so I don't know how much the mixing will work. But anyways, I am so looking forward to getting back in the groove. So that's the big announcement. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. The name of the show is Listening Lyrics. I'm your host, Peter Pastor, and we're talking about politicians, why they don't tell the truth sometimes. And a couple of other reasons. It's to appease different audiences. Now, this might be kind of a little more difficult to do in today's environment because, there's recorders and everything else. But some politicians often tell different groups what they want to hear, even if it means contradicting themselves. And unfortunately, a good reason, and this is, I think, a big one, probably the biggest one of all, is because it works. Unfortunately, many voters don't fact check or remember broken promises. So lying can be a very, very effective strategy in the short term. And that's all we're looking at. If you're a congressman, you're looking at 2 years, baby. Just finished the election. Take a month off and start getting for the next one. Get ready for the next one. Anyways, here we go. Let's switch to a couple of gals here that you probably all know. Dolly Parton and Linda Ronstadt. Telling Me Lies.
Brother, keep back to your door.
That song has such a sad, sad ring to it, and that's what lying does. Makes people sad when they find out. Yeah, you got to find out, don't you? Hey, let's say that not all politicians lie all the time. So I don't want to say that happens. Many do. But many don't. Some try to be honest, but the system usually rewards those who are strategic with the truth. You know, think about it yourself. What's a political lie that stuck with you? Alrighty, let's keep going. Got a couple of songs left here for you. Here is one that's a little different by Betty Levette. And she's sort of talking about how I feel everything is going on today. Everything is broken. That's her song.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads and broken springs. Broken eyes, broken heads, people sleeping round in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use in joking. Look around you, everything is broken. Broken bottles and then broken plates, broken switches and them broken case, broken dishes and them broken parts. The streets are filling up with all those broken hearts. Broken words never meant to be spoken. Everything is broken. Songs. Take a deep breath.
Well, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way right now. Everything is broken. We're going to go out here. I'm going to talk a little bit over Billy Joel. By the way, that was Everything is Broken, Betty LeVette. Let's do a little honesty here. It isn't hard to find. Billy Joel, before we go out here, I want to thank you all for listening. It's been a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed the show, made you think a little bit. You know, I tempered a lot of what I said. And if you want to really know how I feel, I mean really know, then next time I see you in a bar somewhere or you're over at the house, we can have a discussion. And why not? Why not talk about it, right? Alrighty, you've been listening to KDRT, you've been listening to Peter Pasteur, you've been listening to Listening Lyrics. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks again. Bye now.
I can always find someone to say they sympathize if I wear my heart out.